Cloudflare activates HTTP 402, FFmpeg earns its AAC stripes, and a DIY robot vacuum emerges. Cloudflare announced that any resource sitting behind its network can now charge for access using the X402 protocol. Effectively, HTTP 402, the payment required status code that has existed in the HTTP specification since 1996, but was never widely implemented because no viable payment infrastructure existed. What has changed is twofold. Stablecoin settlement on Ethereum and other chains has become fast and cheap enough for micropayments to be practical, and AI agents that consume APIs programmatically are far better suited to autonomous payment flows than human users navigating payment walls. Cloudflare is positioning X402 as the payment layer for what developers are calling the agentic web, an emerging architecture where AI agents navigate the internet autonomously on behalf of users. If every resource carries a machine-readable price, agents can evaluate cost versus value and execute payments without human intervention. The 213 comment thread ranged from builders already prototyping on the protocol to skeptics who noted that this model concentrates further economic power through Cloudflare's already substantial network position and raised fraud concerns. A per-access charging model creates incentives for artificially inflating access counts, a problem payment networks have always faced. FFmpeg 9.1 introduced a native AAC encoder that replaces previous dependencies on external libraries such as libfdk AAC. Early Mushra listening tests at Hydrogen Audio, considered the gold standard for lossy audio quality evaluation, indicate the native encoder is competitive with the best commercial and open source implementations at equivalent bit rates. For developers working in streaming infrastructure, the practical implications include fewer licensing concerns, simpler build systems, and more consistent cross-platform behavior. The 124 comment thread treated this as a meaningful quality improvement for a project that has served as invisible infrastructure for enormous amounts of the world's media for two decades. Qualcomm Linux 2.0 continued the story of ARM-based Linux development, with Qualcomm publishing board support package improvements, better hardware abstraction layers, and upstream kernel contributions. Community response in 50 comments was positive but measured. The thread noted a history of hardware vendors promising Linux support and delivering inconsistently, and emphasized that the real test is long-term kernel maintenance commitment, not launch announcements. On the maker side, the Umu open source robot vacuum from the Maker's Pet project drew 335 points for publishing full hardware designs, firmware, and assembly guides. Comments highlighted the project as a strong robotics education platform, bundling ROS integration, sensor fusion, motor control, and real-time constraint programming into a single buildable project.